pull up in all the truck.
I see you riding, homie. It's staying hard enough. I see you riding, homie.
I see you.
I see you riding, homie. It ain't hard enough.
You know me,
I'm pull up in all the
truck.
I see you riding, homie. It ain't hard enough. I see you riding, homie.
What's up, fellas? This is Game Boy coming at you live from the Game Club. Four men, where real men talk about real shit. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you about three quick things, fellas. First, the Game Club is available on iTunes. Take your ass over to iTunes, subscribe for the show. You're not an official Game Club member until you subscribe to the show on iTunes. Number two, if you have any questions about your girl, the game, whatever, something you want read on a future podcast, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. Askgameboy@yahoo.com. Number three, the Game Club blog is in full effect. This is where we go to discuss the show after the show. If you have any comments, any feedback for me, if you want to talk to other listeners about the show, hit us up at the Game Club blog. That address is gameclub.wordpress.com. Gameclub.wordpress.com. Now, the focus of today's show is eating out. Now, I'm not talking about taking your girl to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm talking about eating a fur burger, dining at the pink taco stand, muff diving, munching on carpet, rocking the little man inside the boat, cunnilingus. Now, some of you may know it just as good old-fashioned eating pussy. We got that new B-Jizzle playing in the background. What y'all know about B-Jizzle? Let me go ahead and fire the warning shots before we even get started. Fellas, you can't eat every pussy that you meet. If you're eating pussy, it should be your girlfriend, your wife, or a female that you're seeing exclusively. At least your main girl, man. Don't just go around eating random pussies, man. That's just nasty. And if it's your first time eating a pussy, look at the devil eye to eye. Make sure it's in the daytime or you got the lights on. Look down there and see what's happening with the pussy. Make sure you don't see any strange bumps, rashes. Make sure the pussy's hanging on straight. Because you never know, man. I don't care how cool the girl is. The pussy may be fucked up, man. This is 2007, man. You got to be safe out here. Because, you know, you could get to eating pussy and the girl won't stop you. She could have like a yeast infection that week. You down there just munching away. You come back up looking like you got a mouthful of popcorn and shit. So be aware before you start eating the pussy, players. Examine that twat carefully. Today's topic is very interesting because some of you brothers love to eat a pussy. And some of you absolutely despise eating a pussy. You've never even got your face down there close to one since you fell out your mama's pussy. You know, if you don't take care of the pussy, fellas, some other brother will. And another thing interesting about oral sex is a lot of countries outside of the U.S. and outside of Europe, say like countries like Africa, you know, the West Indies, India, places like that, man, the Middle East, they don't engage in oral sex generally. It's just not socially acceptable in their culture like it is over here. Now, in the U.S. and Europe, white people have oral sex on lock. Matter of fact, I think y'all motherfuckers invented oral sex. Y'all been doing that shit since the beginning of time, man. A lot of you guys have already engaged in oral sex before you even lost your virginity. Y'all know about those white Catholic priests? Y'all done gave him a blowjob before y'all even grew hair on y'all nuts. Just fucking with you white people. Y'all brothers in the Game Club too. White people are a lot more socially accepting of oral sex than we are in the black community. Now, black people, we're a little bit slow coming around to the oral sex thing. I mean, we do it, but we kind of keep it underground. But at the same token, you have a lot of brothers and sisters who there's no shame in their game. They get down with it. But it's still not as acceptable in the black community as it is in the white community. That's the point I'm making. Let me tell you a story about how I grew up. Now, I grew up in the city, the inner city. And if you told somebody to suck your dick, or a woman said, eat my pussy, we didn't mean that literally. It was more of a diss, more of either like cracking jokes on people or putting someone down. Suck my dick. It was a diss, you know. A lot of times you tell a guy, you know, suck my dick, you know, but of course you wouldn't actually let him suck your dick. And also coming up, I had this lady in my neighborhood. She kind of looked like Shirley from that old TV show, What's Happening? You remember the fat lady with the big afro with the pick in her hair? She wasn't attractive at all. She used to serve food down at the diner. You remember, hey, 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 what's happening? Well, we had a lady that kind of looked like Shirley from What's Happening. And she was known for sucking dicks. Now, I was a little bit too young to get in on this action. But all the guys who were teenagers and above, she blew everybody in the neighborhood, man. And she did it for free. The most she might ask from you is, you know, a pack of cigarettes or maybe a beer. And she'd suck you dry. Her reputation was trash in the neighborhood. And nobody gave her respect, including the guys who were getting head from her. So she basically got no respect for doing that. And she was the only lady personally that I knew that was sucking dick. I mean, I'm sure there were other people sucking dick, but they weren't out in the open like this young lady was. So that's how I grew up. And for all of you listeners out there who went to a predominantly black high school, you remember that girl that had the reputation for sucking dicks back in school? And people would treat her like she had the plague or leprosy or some shit, wouldn't they? She was looked at as the biggest freak, the biggest outcast, the biggest hoe. And that reputation stuck with her throughout her high school career. And every time that poor little girl tried to find a new boyfriend in high school, people would give him shit, wouldn't they? Oh, man, you fucking with dick sucking Tracy? Oh, shit, your girl's a hoe, man. She blew me and all the homies. No way you could get with that bitch and keep your respect. You actually had girls that would transfer from high school to high school because they had bad reps. That's how it is at the black schools. Now, on the flip side, the girl at the white high school who sucked a lot of dicks may have been the most popular chick in high school. All the guys wanted to get with her. Hey, Valerie, what are you doing this weekend? You know, you want to come to a five kegger? They wanted to get with that bitch. So there is a difference on the views of oral sex in the black community as opposed to the white community. Now, when I turned 16, I had a bad little girlfriend, man. Red bone with hips, ass, titties, the works, man. She used to turn all kinds of heads. Now, she was 19. I was only 16, so I thought I was doing something. You know, back in high school, if the girl was just one grade ahead of you, you thought you were the biggest pimp in school, didn't you? Just 1 year's difference made a big difference back then. But I was from the hood. She was from the suburbs, so she grew up around a lot of white people. So her view on oral sex was very liberal. Mine was very conservative. So the first time I hit that ass, she wasn't my first piece of ass, but she was my first real girlfriend. You know, I actually had feelings for her. You know, that puppy love shit. But the first time we had sex, the first time I hit it, she gave me a blowjob. And man, I was so tense, man. I didn't even enjoy it. She had skills, but I couldn't enjoy the shit because I didn't think a person you cared about was supposed to be sucking your dick. Remember, I said the woman who looked like Shirley in my neighborhood, nobody respected her. She was only good for grabbing her by the ears and choking her with some dick. You know, I didn't want my girlfriend being looked at in that light, you know? So I was very tense during that blowjob. I mean, I didn't nut or anything. I wanted so bad just to lift her up and tell her to stop. But of course, I didn't. I went ahead and went along with the program. And afterwards, we talked about it. And I started kind of loosening up. And she kept performing head on me, you know, as we pursued the relationship. Now, this was a pivotal point in my life because I was actually letting my guard down and opening up. my mind up to the idea of receiving oral sex from someone I cared about. Or not even necessarily someone you cared about, just actually having respect for someone who was going to suck your dick. And once I started opening up, I wanted to return the favor. Thoughts were going through my mind of, damn, well, I want to eat her pussy. I want to return the favor. Now, my best friend in high school, he had a girlfriend all through high school. They had been together since freshman year. You know, they'd done all kinds of shit. She sucked his dick. He ate her pussy. So he was telling me about eating pussy. And he was like, man, it tastes good, man. Go ahead and do it. So he basically convinces me to go ahead and try it. So the next time I hook up with my girl, I go ahead and go down and eat the pussy. So I'm eating the pussy and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I'm licking the pussy like one of those red, white, and blue bomb pops you get from the ice cream truck in the summertime. I mean, I'm sticking my tongue in the pussy. I'm licking all around it, but I don't even think I even hit the clit. I'm just licking away. I'm only 16. What the fuck do I know? But as I'm eating the pussy, I remember thinking, I'm gonna kick my friend's ass, man. He told me this shit's supposed to taste good. That motherfucker lied. This shit tastes like seaweed and squirrel knuckles. What's interesting about that is my partner was the first person I had met that admitted to eating pussy. Because, you know, as teenage boys, we're curious about sex. We brag about sex if we got it. And if we haven't got it, we lie about it, you know. But we don't brag about eating pussy. We just don't. Not brothers in the hood don't. Now, once we get a little bit older, we open up a little bit more and can actually discuss or tell people that, hey, I eat pussy. But not in high school, not in those early years. And another interesting thing about my situation is, since my first blowjob at 16, I've been getting pretty consistent blowjobs throughout my life. However, for the next 6 to 7 years after my first blowjob, I had never climaxed. I had never busted a nut from getting head. Now that shows that although I was engaging in oral sex, I still had a negative stigma in the back of my mind and wasn't allowing myself to release from oral sex. I was still a bit closed-minded about the whole process. So it wasn't until I got with this lady who was about 10 years older than me, and she was a real freak. We had went out on a date, and we were leaving the movies, and I was dropping her off back at home. I pulled up in her driveway, and somehow the subject got to oral sex. And I was basically telling her what I'm telling you now, that I've never climaxed from oral sex. And she was bragging on her oral skills and saying that she was the best. Well, a few more lines were exchanged, and she's unzipping my pants. And before I know it, I got a head bobbing in my lap. And she's making all these little slurping noises. And guess what, y'all? I busted my first nut from oral sex 7 years after getting my first blowjob. And that shit was beautiful. I was seeing purple diamonds, blue stars, whatever the fuck that is, and Lucky Charms. I saw all that shit. I saw Elvis. I saw pink elephants. I saw the Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, Bigfoot. You know, all that shit that only white people see. I saw that shit that night. I mean, this chick had my head spinning. I couldn't believe what just happened, and I didn't even think it was possible. Man, I busted one of the hardest nuts I ever busted in my life. I damn near got that whole truck wet. I busted all over her face and her mouth. The shit was incredible, man. And what's wild is, every blowjob I've gotten since that day, I can nut from. I mean, the lady opened up a chamber in me or something. Shit, I need to send her a damn Hallmark card to this day. I need to find her ass and thank her. Shit. And I'm sharing this story with you to show you the thought process that actually blocks a lot of men from enjoying or even participating in oral sex. To a lot of men, it's a taboo. Some of these thoughts are cultural barriers, and others are just personal experiences such as mine that block me from enjoying oral sex. If that's your girl, if that's your wife, take care of that pussy, man. You don't want to find out that some other brother is pampering that pussy because you were scared to do it. That's a bad feeling, man, and you can't really go back and correct that shit. Not with the same chick anyway. If you have a woman that loves giving you head, she's making sure you're sexually satisfied, take care of that pussy, fellas. I'm telling you. And I'm going to be real with you, fellas. I really only got to the point where I enjoyed eating pussy about 5 years ago, man. I mean, I knew what to do since I was a teenager, and I would do it occasionally, like every blue moon with girlfriends, but it just wasn't my thing back then. And like I said, I got a lot of head from chicks, but I didn't perform on them very often. Now, my game has always been pretty tight. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I mean, even as a teenager, my game was pretty solid. But it would have been a lot more solid had I brushed up on my pussy eating game. If I could have added that to my arsenal, I would have been a lot tighter. See, it's kind of funny that I'm even endorsing eating pussy, because I always had the attitude that guys who ate pussy either had small dicks, they couldn't fuck, or they were impotent. I didn't think that I needed to eat any pussy. I thought my dick was good enough. But another interesting fact, fellas, is only 30% of women can come from regular intercourse. Majority of women are going to need stimulation to the clit, either with your hand or your tongue or a toy, a vibrator of some sort. So a lot of the women who pretended they were coming with you, she's like, you know, all that. That was all bullshit, man. Only a very small percentage of women can come from regular sex. So you have to look at it from this standpoint. Us men, when we fuck, we bust a nut 100% of the time. And you can tell when we nut, we shoot nut all over the damn room, don't we? But the majority of women don't nut. They don't orgasm. You have some women out here that are 50 years old who have never orgasmed, don't even know what it's like to orgasm. Can you picture that, fellas? All the pussy you've gotten in your life if you never busted a nut, if you never had a release from that. This is what a lot of women are going through. And when you happen to be the brother who can break one of these women down and make her have an orgasm, oh, that's some dangerous shit. You've got that woman for life. You could basically have her writing you blank checks, shit. It's some powerful shit, fellas. Don't sleep. Like I said, fellas, us as men, we are spoiled when it comes to busting nuts, because we bust a nut 100% of the time. Even if you're eating your girl's pussy, or you're stimulating her clit and you're making her come, you're still going to bust more nuts on average than she is able to. That's why I say, man, especially if your girl is taking care of you, she's tightening you up, she's giving you head, man, show some love back, man. Keep that going. Keep the party going, man. If you don't hook her up with your mouth, make sure you hook her up with your hand, or buy some toys, a vibrator, something. Make that woman nut. You see, players, you can beat that pussy up all day. And that's a good thing. She's going to latch on to you for that, too. But until you've made a woman come, you haven't really done shit, man. You know how good it feels when we bust a nut, fellas? When a woman orgasms, just multiply that shit by 10. There's no greater sensation that a woman can experience than an orgasm. Here's a little secret, fellas. A lot of the sex partners that these women have had, the majority of them have never made her come. And a lot of the women have never came, period, with any sex partner. So imagine if you were the one to make her come. She's going to latch on to you, man. She's going to look for you forever, no matter who she's with, if you make your girl come. If you make your girl come on a consistent basis, you're going to turn her into a cum freak. And she's going to bring the sex to you. You have a certain power over her now. You've now flipped the game from all these little simps who cherish the pussy. She's now cherishing you. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I was in the little line to pay for my groceries. And I saw one of those little magazines that says 70% of women are sexually frustrated. Now, I don't know how accurate that is, but that's kind of scary, man. Now, if that's your girl that magazine was talking about, a real player is going to know how to come in and snatch that pussy from under you. And all my young players, this is the position you want to be in. You want to look for those sexually frustrated women, those women who are unsatisfied. It doesn't make any difference if she has a man. See, it took me years to understand that satisfying a woman in the bedroom isn't all about just throwing dick. You got to eat that pussy, man. You got to make her come. A woman needs to feel validated in the bedroom. She needs to feel like a woman. She needs to feel sexy in bed. And if you're not the one that's making her do that, she's going to go out looking for secondary dick because she's so open to it. She's craving for that feeling that you're not giving her. So that man who makes her feel sexy, that man who makes her come, that can be you or it can be the next brother. The choice is yours. Now, if you're not handling your biz in bed, you could be watching the game and you yell in the other room, "Hey, baby, go get me a beer." What's your woman gonna do? She's gonna look at you crazy. Go get you what? Please. That's that sexual frustration speaking. That's that unsatisfaction. Now, when you're handling your beers and you just ate the pussy that morning, that woman has your beers in constant rotation. You don't even have to ask. She's just bringing your beers. That's because she's content. She's satisfied. We're about to get into this listener email. Y'all ready? Let's go. Now, this is the email that inspired me to do this show. And this comes from Rob from Virginia. What's up, Virginia? I've never been out there. I've heard a lot of good things about Virginia. I heard y'all got a lot of honeys out there. Well, I heard some bad shit about y'all, too. I heard y'all thugged out like a motherfucker. Richmond, Newport News, Virginia Beach, etc. What's up, Virginia? Are y'all getting a bad rap, or is it a cool place, man, or is it thugged out like everybody says? Hit me up on the blog, man, the Game Club blog. That address is gameclub.wordpress.com. Let me know if Virginia is getting a bad rap, or is that a cool place to stay? Anyway, Rob from Richmond writes, "I like to please my girl, but I'm not that confident with my oral skills. It seems like when I go down on her, I'm down there forever, but I'm not sure if I'm pleasing her or if she's faking. Maybe you could talk about this and share some of your pussy eating techniques with us." Rob from Richmond. Now, I can relate to what Rob is saying because when I first started eating pussy, I went through the same thing, man. Because, you know, like I said, with us men, you can tell when we climax because we physically release fluid. We have an ejaculation. So a woman knows when she's completed her job, but we don't really know. The only physical sign that a woman is coming is her body starts shaking and she starts hooping and hollering. And that can be easily faked. And some women do fake that with their men. Now, an important lesson I had to learn in the pussy eating game is when I first started, every lick I took, I was trying to make her come. You know, I'm thinking in my mind, is she coming yet? Is she coming yet? Is she coming yet? And when you do that, you're going to be down there all day, man. You're not going to make her come because you're not vibing with her right. You know, like baseball coaches tell the players, don't try to hit a home run every time you're at bat. Just focus on your technique, focus on your swing, and the home run will eventually come if you do that. Same thing with pussy eating, man. Don't focus on making her come. Focus on your technique and focus on actually satisfying her, and eventually the orgasm will come. Now, this guy who claimed to be a master pussy eater shared his pussy eating technique with us, and I'm going to share it with you because his technique actually got me some good results. And basically what you want to do when you first are about to eat the pussy, you don't want to dive straight down into the pussy. You kind of want to take your time with it and work your way down slow. You know, kiss her on the lips, kiss her breasts, you know, work your way down her thigh with your tongue. And when you get down to the pussy, give it a big kiss, man. And give it a couple of licks on the lips. Then you work your way on the clit. Once you're on the clit, you stay there. And you want to look at the clit like an analog clock. And, you know, like on a clock you have 10 and 2 o'clock. You either want to be on one of those sides of the clit at 10 or 2 o'clock. Basically, the upper left or the upper right of the clit. You don't want to be directly on the clit. And you want to flick her clit with your tongue. You don't want to lick her clit. You want to flick it with your tongue. Kind of like if you had some fudge on your hands or your fingers and you're licking that fudge to get it off. You want to flick the clit. And every once in a while, you want to interrupt that pattern with a left to right flick of your tongue across the clitoris. You know, kind of like windshield wipers going across left to right from 10 to 2 o'clock on a clit. And you just want to do that for a couple of seconds, then go right back to that up and down flick at 10 or 2 o'clock. You have to find out which side of your girl's clitoris is more sensitive than the other. For my current girl, it's 2 o'clock. But I just keep doing that pattern until I get my desired result, the explosion, the orgasm. Each woman is different, so your technique may vary. So that's the technique that's been more successful for me, but it's not going to work with every woman, of course. But basically, when you get with your girl, you want to learn your girl. You're going to have to learn her body. Because like I said, women are all different, and every technique's not going to work on every woman. And have fun with it. And when you first start off with your girl and you don't really know her body that well, what you want to do is look for her breathing and her body reactions. Take a look at her stomach while you're eating the pussy. She'll start a little bit heavier breathing, more intense breathing. And if you're eating the pussy and the woman starts squirming and trying to run away, kind of like she's trying to get off the bed, a lot of dudes will think, well, damn, I'm tearing that pussy up. I'm licking the shit out of it. Now, actually, that's uncomfortable for the woman. You're putting too much direct pressure on the clit. You need to ease up, back up a little bit. That's not a good thing. And if you're in one spot and she moves to the left or moves a little bit to the right, that's because that's where she wants you at. That's her sensitive spot. She's trying to direct your tongue on the sensitive spot. So pay attention to that. And if she starts forcing your head towards her pussy, kind of like she's fucking your face, that's a good thing. That means it's feeling good. That may even mean that you need to apply a little bit more direct pressure to the clit. So it's little signs like that that you need to look out for when you're learning your girl's body. So explore your woman's body, man. Get to know her body. Make it a personal challenge to get to know what your girl likes. I mean, it could be fun if you make it a personal challenge, if you make it a game. And before we get out of here, I'm going to leave you with a secret formula to becoming your woman's lover, to turning her out, to having her in check. See, women are emotional creatures. They need to go through a full range of emotions. See, a lot of men make the mistake of only trying to make their girl happy. If you ever notice a woman's emotional pattern, she's up and down just depending on what time of day it is. That's what you have to take her through, a full range of emotion. So if you can make her laugh, if you can make her cry, if you can make her mad, and finally, if you can make her come, if you can do those four things, take her through the full range of emotions, now she's hooked. Now that's your woman, because you've completed her mentally and sexually. So take care of the pussy, fellas. Don't sleep. I hope I was able to drop a little bit of game on you. I'd like to remind you that the Game Club is now on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed yet, go to iTunes and subscribe to the Game Club. It's free. Also want to remind you about the blog, the Game Club blog. That address is gameclub.wordpress.com. Gameclub.wordpress.com. That's where we discuss the show after the show. And I also want to remind you, if you have any questions for future shows that you want me to read on the air, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. Askgameboy@yahoo.com. I'm glad you players were able to hang out with me on the Game Club today. This is Game Boy signing off. I'll holler at you on the flip side. Peace. But when we first met, yeah, man, I give you full respect. Oh, yeah, I be the sweetest motherfucker that you ever met. But don't think I'ma stop doing scandalous shit. I'm taking meal food stamps, check even with bitch. And on the microphone, I'm white so bitch. So niggas watch your hoes, cause I'm sick with this. Oh, God, there it is. Yes, yes.